This has led to a series of exchanges now. I conduct it primarily in a dilatory fashion because we don't want a negotiation before the election.
Sure.
But he now wants to send his own assistant to New York as part of the UN delegation. I've kept the Israelis generally informed because these guys are so penetrated. In October, and I'd have a secret meeting with them. If you don't disapprove, but this is the, but actually this is, this gives us a chance to keep the Egyptians quiet throughout
what,
the
day. Sure, sure, well, the politics is what I'm interested in at the moment. I must say, I just think I don't know how the public will react. Christ, I don't know what else we could have done. We've made the part we did so.
The President, I think you came across as cool-headed, compassionate, practical. The reason he called me was the Chinese gave us this answer. They said, do you really want single political figures to come to
China? We had told them not.
And he said, what's the reason that you break this bipartisan? So I'm wondering whether if Matt feels whether we shouldn't suggest he take another Republican.
Well, but then, Scott.
No, but on the Foreign Relations Committee, but then he might wind up with Percy. Do we want Percy to go with that?
Never.
We'd be building him up for...
I think we could put Mansfield in a different category. Say that we have the contact as our own contact on the Republican side. And that's it, Mansfield.
Well, we could send him so that it isn't.
Yeah.
We could say you are sending him on a backfinding.
I think we ought to send him that he's coming as our representative. That's what I would do.
And then they have
to report to me. Let's put it on that basis rather than it's going as a member of the Foreign Relations Committee.
That's good. And then we would have to delay it a week or two, and we just announced it right after the election would be seen as a very conciliatory step.
Well, of course, we'd like to get him over there for the election.
Now, he wanted to leave on election day.
No, I'd like for him to leave then. I like the announcement to be made before the election. Can't be done.
Well, that's going to be willing. We have no reason not to.
Or just go and have to announce before the election. Don't try any more announcements.
No, India's got coming up. They made an approach to us and they want debt relief of $3 million and I'm going to put it out to the ambassador.
$3 million
for 1 month and I'm going to tell him we'll give you the $3 million for 1 month. But we want you to leak out some of the stories that relations are improving. You're so good at leaking. I think we should do cold turkey. Now another thing the Russians have done, they, between you and me, we have to say we were different.
No, agreement is coming. I went down and saw the hydrophone. I took a few people out and everything.
Isn't it
nice? I saw that marvelous rug, you know, and I saw how beautifully it was appointed and the wood, the carvings and so forth on the table.
I've prepared a letter from you to Brezhnev, which I might give him, thanking him for the hydrophone.
Right.
And some pictures of it, as it had Ali take some pictures. There's a few art events he wants, which I won't bother you with, but we are going to make really significant progress. Again, they're going to hand me a letter to you on the MBFR, so you can settle that when I get back.
So we then have something to say there.
In October.
Rogers and so forth.
That's right. Now, the only thing that, but I've worked it out with Lanigan and Peterson, he looked over the draft communique, which they said we have a communique that lists it.
Yeah.
And I said we discussed this, and there'll be further negotiation. They would like to say agreement in principle was reached on some of the major
items. Major items to make the progress. And,
but it's really amazing how your channel operates on things for which you can't even take credit. Take the Leningrad. We have a consulate to open in Leningrad. It was completely stonewalled. They said it would take 2.5 years to build. I said to Dobrina, really in passing, I said, you know, I'm going to go to Leningrad and the president's interested in this. Could you raise it with Brezhnev just to give us a reasonable deadline? He came back, and we now have a commitment that they will complete building it by June 1st next year, which is really very rapid if you consider that some of it is winter. And so we can open that in October. We can have an opening ceremony of the Leningrad and San Francisco consulate. So we'll have a constant series of little movements.
Over in October.
Yeah. Because the orbit building is what we're talking about. They already have a building in which they're operating temporarily.
So I'll have that in mind.
October 27th and 20th, September 27th and 28th, or October 2nd.
I think October 2nd is a little better for us for the reason that I am going to be out in California making that big, big swing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.